Okay. Today's daf is Nun Tes. We are on the bottom of Nun Ches Amud Beis by the two dots. So now going back to discuss the Mishnah. The Mishnah mentioned this Armalu Onis Garshu. So if you had a woman who was not permitted to be married either to a Kohen or a Kohen Gadol, and she became an Almana or she got divorced, if it's Min HaNesuim, if the divorce or the widowing took place after Nesuim, then they solos, which means that if she's a Bas Kohen, she can't eat Truma. If they can't marry another Kohen. Okay, so the Gemara asks the following question. So they ask Shmuel the following question. Kohen Gadol, he did the right thing. What he did was he did Kiddushin with a Katana. We'll see that today's dot, and the Mishnah today's dot, that's what he's supposed to do. Kohen Gadol is supposed to be married to a Katana or an Ara, not to a Bogeris. That's what he's supposed to get married. So he was Mekadosh a Katana, but Ubagra Tachdov, and before the Nisuin, she became 12 and a half. She became a Bogeris. So Mahu, what's the din? Rashi says, Mahu the Konsa. Mishabagra ulo. Is he allowed to do nisuin with her now? Do we say bus? Rashi continues. Basar kicha. Do we say that kicha means erusin as linan b'sharile? And here he did it the right way because when he did the kiddushin, he did the erusin. She was the proper age. Or basar nisuin as linan. We go according to the nisuin. The cave and the bug rasrile. And since she became bulgaris, which is 12 and a half and older, she comes asr to him, right? Mahu basar nisuin as linan. The Gemara says, or basar erusin as linan. What do we follow? We follow the Erisin, which then would be okay, with Nisua, and it wouldn't be okay. So Amrlei, so Shmuel says to Rechia, what's the problem? Tinisua. We already learned that we can extrapolate this halacha from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said followed, right? Nis Armalu Onis Gashru. So you had these women who are Surah Kohen, they married a Kohen, and they became an Almano, or they became a Grusha. If it's Min HaNisuin, if it was from the Nisuin, Psulos. Mina Erisin Ksheras, but from the Erisin they would be Kasher, which means what? When you go to relationships with the Kohen, what creates the relationship? The Nisuin. That's the most. So the Psule Kahuna go according to the time of the Nisuin, and if the right, so too by the Kohen Gadol is Mekadesh Katana, and she became a Bogeres. After the Erisin, it would be us for her to marry her, because even though the Kiddushin were done by Heter, we go according to the Shas Nisuin, she was a Bogeris, and then, therefore, she would be us, it would be us for her to marry him, just like we say over here, the relationship only has impact after the Kiddushin, not the Erisin, because after Erisin, this Grusha, if she was a Grusha and an Erisin, she wouldn't be considered Usser. If she was a Bas Kohen, she'd be able to go back to her father's house and eat Rumah. So Amr Lei, so Rechia says back to Rechia Bar Yosef, so Rechia says back to Shmuel, nah, there's a difference. L'shavui chalala lo kami boile. I'm not asking whether she at what point in time she becomes a chalala. Chalala again means that she's now Asa Namarako, she's Asa Nitruma. That the Mishnah is clear, that the Biyah hu d'mishavi chalala, that it goes according to the Shasti Suin, it goes according to the Biyah. That's what makes her chalala. In our case, the Shaila we're asking now about the Kohen Gadol marrying this girl who's wasn't a Bogeris and now is a Bogeris by the time of the Kiddushin, she doesn't become a Chalala. The question is he mutter to marry her? Is he permitted to marry her? So he says, the Pasuk says, Vilhu Isha Bibsule Yikach. He must take a woman who's a Basula, right? And we say over here, my Kicha, this Kicha in the Pasuk, what is it talking about? Kicha de Kiddushin Ba'inan or Kicha de Nisun Ba'inan? Does it mean that she just has to be this Basula? And we'll see in a moment that the Gemara assumes that when you hit 12 and a half, the Basulim start to diminish. The Basulim, right?
It's not that you're not a virgin.
It's that the Basulim itself are not in their full capacity. That's the Gemara's assumption. There's a diminution of the actual Basulim itself. Not that you had beer, may not be defined as a Ba'ula, but you're not defined as a Basula enough for this halacha. So the Gemara says, when is that? So Hu Yishab Basula Yikach. My kicha de kiddushin be'inan or kicha de nisuin be'inan. Does the kicha is it defined by the erisin or by the nisuin? So Amar Leish, Shmuel says back to him, Hanami Tanitua. This is also something that we learned in a Mishnah because we have the following case, which says iris es ha'almana. If a regular kohen hedjot had kiddushin or erisin with an almana, which is completely mutter. He's a kohen hedjot is allowed to marry an almana, right? What happens? So he has Erisin with her. V'nisman elios kohen gadol, and then he gets appointed in between Erisin and Nisuin. He gets appointed to be kohen gadol. So now, as a Kohen Gadol, he's not supposed to be with the Almana. But he did Iversin with the Almana when he was mutter to be with the Almana. Right? So what do we do? So we say, it says, Yichnos, he's allowed to marry her. Why? We see that since Bishas Iversin was mutter, we go after the Iversin. So the whole thing, we go after the Iversin, and our question would be, so he had the Kohen Gadol had Iversin when she was an Ara, good to go. Bishas Iversin is. So the Gemara says, no, Shani Hossam, it's different over there by Almana the Kohen Gadol, because there are two psukim, right? What pasuk there says, ki im besula me'amav, I guess it's by the Kohen Gadol. It says, ki im besula me'amav yikach isha. So the word isha is apparently extraneous. It's extra. So we make a drasha that we go according to Shas Erison. So you see, by Kohen Gadol, there's a drasha because of the word isha. The Gemara says, well, wait a second. But the word isha also appears, hachanami ksiv isha. Okay, so first Isha we say is by, I just have to, it's confusing to figure out because it doesn't say. Shani Hasam, last top Rashi, the fourth line. Shani Hasam Ksiv Isha. The pasuk says, Ki im besula me'amav yikach Isha. V'ha Isha kray yaseiruhu, u'minemar v'in l'kamam v'pirkin dim iris almano, v'nisman li'os kohen gadol yichnos. Ah, so I said it wrong backwards. There it says the word Isha. The word Isha is extra. So we learn later on, which is going to be in 2 days, we're going to learn that that word Isha comes to include the situation where the kohen was the kohen was did erisin to an almana and then became kohen gadol, it's mutter. So we're saying, wait a second, but the case of the kohen gadol himself, where the kohen gadol, it says that he has to marry Isha b'psula, also says Isha, which is extra. Right? That part, so Gemara says, right, it says Isha there also. Hachanam yiksiv Isha, right? It's two psukim one after another. It says, hu Isha b'psula yikach, and almana grusha v'chalal azona, yime'es elo yikach, im b'sula me'av yikach l'isha. So the first pasuk talks about the Kohen Gadol, says the word Isha. The second pasuk talks about, it says, oh, about the Kohen, regular Kohen, which says the word Isha. So we're saying the second pasuk, where the Kohen had, says the word Isha, it's extra to teach us that if he's Mekadesh her when she was, when he's Mekadesh her, an almano, when he is a Kohen Hedjot, and then he becomes a Kohen Gadol, it's okay. Well, so to say the same thing by the Kohen Gadol, Isha comes to teach you if he's Mekadesh her when she's a Basulet, when she's a Nara, and then she becomes a Bogeris, so would be Mutter. Why in one? So he says, no, because the pasuk says Isha Achas Lo Shtayim. It says one woman is included. Yeah, but it's one. I understand. It's one woman per pasuk. Right? It says it's in two separate pasukim. But the Gemara says, okay, Isha Echas Velo Shtayim. Only one woman is included. So the Gemara says, why are you including this case and not that case? Why are you including the case of when he turns Kohen Gadol in between, as opposed to the case when she turns into Bogeris in between? So the Gemara says, there's a difference, because we're going to include a case that's less mechudosh, I guess. It's more mechudosh to talk about a case where, I don't know, where there's a change in her. There's a physical change in her. She changes from becoming a Nara to a Bogeris. The Gemara says, Mari Isa, to include one at the other. So, Hi Ishtani Gufa, Hello Ishtani Gufa. I don't know what the drush is. I've never asked Shilas in the drushes. Okay? I remember learning, and I was in NYU, and Rav Shet, the drushes, Chazal, I don't know. This is the drush, and that's what the drush is doing. Well, maybe we'll figure out more when we get to Sabbath Aleph in 2 days, right? That'll be on Shabbos. So the verse says, Amari Isa, Haishtani Gufa, when she becomes a Bogeris from Anara, there's a physical change in her. So that, we're going to say, is not the same Isha. She's different. But ha, in the case of the Almana, lo ishtani gufa, she doesn't change, and since she was Mekudeshes, she's Mekudeshes and it stays. And we can see the other way around. Here, in that one case, he's the same. He's Kohen Gadol through and through. In the other case, his status changes, so therefore, I guess Mrs. Rosh and Isha, we're focusing on her. Okay, I don't know. Yeah, but it seems that we leave the question unresolved. Right? We didn't answer a question. Right, our original question was, what happens is he's Mekadesh her when she's a Ketana, and she's Bagra Tachtav. We try to bring two proofs, and we rejected both proofs. Doesn't mean that the answer is no, we just don't have a proof. Right, so we don't have a proof either way, and therefore, I guess it's, as of now, it's unresolved. It's interesting, all the Rishonim talk about this. There's a Rambam. The Rambam's in Isuri Bia, Perakid Zayin, Halacha Yigimel, who says that the Kohen Gadol can only have one wife. Well, where does he get that from? So the Magen Mishnah says he gets it from here, where Pasuk says, "Ksiv Isha Achas Lo Shtayim."
That goes against the Mishnah, though.
So the Ravid says, number one, goes against the Rambam. The Ravid says, number Ravid says, what are you talking about? That's not what the drasha of this Pasuk is. The pasuk here, in Isha v'lo shtayim, is to tell you you can only make a drusha out of one of the Ishas, and not a drusha out of two of the cases. So that's completely, it's irrelevant. Second of all, we see throughout Shas, we have all these times that the Kohen Gadol has two wives. We see in Nach, Kohen Gadol has two wives. Yom Kippur is the only time that he's not, that he's only supposed to have one, because it says, V'chaper al-Besa. So there they say it. So maybe it's an Eitzah Tova to only have one wife, because he doesn't have to divorce her during the Yom Kippur. But, and I think there's a, I forgot who said, I looked it up, somebody, who says that, quotes a Rambam somewhere else that says that, you know, the Kohen Gadol, when it comes to Yom Kippur, should divorce his second wife, which means he's allowed to have the second two wives to begin with. There's a Shaila on the Rambam. It's a, as they would say in the Velt, it's a yeshiva, it's a Shver Rambam. It's okay. Next Mishnah, right? So now this Mishnah is going to talk us to teach us the halacha that we already just know, right? Talking about the Nisun of a Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says, V'hu Yishab B'Sulah Yikach, he has to take a woman who's a Basula, Almano, Grusha, Chalolos, Elo, Yikach, Ki Im Basula, Me'am of Yikach, Le'isha. So this Mishnah is going to list the women that are usher for a Kohen Gadol, which are an addition to the woman that would be usher to him because he's a stomach, because he's a Kohen. This is another list. So Kohen Gadol, Lo Yisa Almana, he cannot marry a widow. Bain Almana min Erisin, Bain Almana min Nesuin. Whether or not this woman was an Almana, became an Almana only after Erisin, or obviously came an Almana after Nesuin. Vilo Yisa, he cannot marry a Bogeris, which is a girl who's 12 years and 6 months. He can't marry a Bogeris. The Gemara will explain why in a moment. Again, we think because the Basulim are going to, are starting to fray away, I guess. Rabbi Lezer Shimon Machshir Rabbi Bogeris. Rabbi Lezer Shimon says it's mutter in a Bogeris. It's going to be a different way how they darshan the Pesukim. And it says, his brackets, V'lo Yisa es Mukas Eitz. He shouldn't marry a girl, a woman who's a Mukas Eitz, which means that she, for some reason, she had damage, she had hit herself in such a way that she loses the Basulim, but not via a Bia. Right? Mukas Eitz, that's, she lost her Basulim. So Tana Rabbanan, you learn in a Braisa. The pasuk says, "Almana ugrusha v'chalav zonah lo yikach." Bein almana min erisin, bein almana min nisuin. The almana is whether or not she's almana. Not only if she's only an almana from nisuin, but even if she's almana only from erisin. The Gemara says pshita. Says almana. The Torah makes no distinction which type of almana. It just says it. She's an almana. So Gemara says no, because there is a precedent usage of the word almana in the Torah. So we would have thought that we're gonna use almana as it's defined in that place as well. Where is almana used? Ma'udetema lele almana mitamar. We'll learn gzerisov of almana mitamar. The pasuk by Tamar said by Yom Yehuda Tamar kolaso shvi almana beis avicha adig dal shelu bani. And there, over there, it's mina nesuin. She had nesuin with Yehuda's boys' sons. So therefore, just like almana, and he specifically calling her almana. So almana means almana mina nesuin. Afkan min nisuin. So to here might be from nisuin. Kamash Malan, the Braisa teacher says, no, almana here means even min ha'irisin. So the Gemara says, im hachanami. Well, why don't we do that? Say, im hachanami. Meitik zeir shavah from Tamar. Why not? That's a prior usage of almana. Almana is defined over there as meaning min nisuin. So almana here also means min nisuin. So the Gemara says, no, dum yin de grusha. Because it says, almana ugrusha. So it's a comparison between Almana and Grusha. And my Grusha, Beimin, Erisin, Beimin, and Nisuin. Ap Almana, Beimin, Erisin, Beimin, and Nisuin. Just like Gerishin doesn't make a difference whether she's divorced from Erisin or Nisuin, so to Almana. So we're showing a mess. So learn it the other way around. Just say Gerishin is like, say Almana means only Min and Nisuin. And Ma, only Min and Nisuin, so to Gerishin, only Min and Nisuin. So the answer, because there's no precedent in the Torah to say that Gerishin means only from Nisuin. It's clear that Gerishin always means that always means either min Erishin or min Nisuin. So that's the clear one. So that's the one we're going to start. That's going to be our starting point. And then Almana, which we have the suffix, we'll learn it out from Gerishin. Okay. Then the Mishnah says Lo Yisa et Sabogeris. Right. You can't marry a Bogeris. It's a Tanakama. Right. Tanakama says you can't marry a Bogeris. And Kaim Rebbe Lazar, Rebbe Shimon, and then Machshiran to marry a Bogeris. So Tana Rabbanan. So we're going to learn in the Braisa. The pasuk says, "Hu isha bivsuleha yikach." Okay, takes a woman bivsuleha. So the bivsuleha is what they're going to darshan. They're going to break up the word bivsuleha into three parts. It could have said "Hu isha bisula," instead it says bisuleha. So bisuleha, 1, 2, and then there's the extra base bivsuleha is the third part. So you're going to have make three drushas. So the question is going to be where your starting point of these drushas are, and you're going to learn out three different things. So, b'maika miflagi. So, how do we start? Rav Meir, who's a Tana Kama, right? The stam in the Mishnah is Rav Meir. So, Rav Meir Savar, he said, had the pasuk just said who isha b'sula, and just said b'sula, then we would have said afilu miksas b'sulim mashma. It would be mashma that even if she only has a little bit of her b'sulim left. Like a bulgaris, because we said that they're assuming that it diminishes. So that would be Kshir Lekohen. But nevertheless, the Pasuk says, Bisuleha, with the extra yud, that's mashma, that's not enough for her to have mixas bisulim. It has to be adi'ika, kol bisulim. She has to have all of her bisulim, which only is with the girl who's a nara, not when she's a bulgaris. Then it says, Bibsuleha. So what does that teach us? It doesn't say bisuleha, it says bibsuleha, which is extra bees. That says that dafka, if she had bia, Bikidarka in. If she had Bia Bikidarka, that asks her to a Kohen Gadol. But if she was Nivula Shalokidarka, if she had Bia Shalokidarka, then she's not necessary to a Kohen Gadol. That's not going to be considered a Bia to passel her from a Kohen Gadol. Rabbi Lez, Rabbi Shimon, Safri, they say no. It says, right, had the passage just written, Hu Isha Bisula, then that would have been Mashma, Bisula Shlema Mashma. Bisula would have been Mashma of complete Bisulim. But then since the Pasuk says Bisuleha with the extra yud, that's even Mixas Bisulim. That even if it's just the opposite of Meir, that would mean that even if she just has Mixas Bisulim, that's enough. Then it says Bivsuleha. What does it mean to Bivsuleha? It says Adshiyu Ko Bisula Kayamin. She has to be defined as a Bisula, which means she cannot have had any intercourse. Right, bein kedarka, bein shelo kedarka, that would be nifsela. So there's a major machlokas here. Machlokas number one is whether or not Kohen Gadol can marry a bulgaris. Depends on whether she needs to have her full basulim there, or even if it's just the basulim are diminishing. That's machlokas number two is if she had bia kedarka kedarka, is she muteris to a Kohen Gadol? And Rav Meir says yes. Shimon Velazza say no. Big machlokas. So Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. We're going to focus a lot on this idea of Biyu Shalokadarka than the rest of the Amud. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Nivela Shalokadarka. So if you have a woman who is Nivela Shalokadarka, so she's not considered a Basula anymore, Upsula Kuhuna, and she'd be usher to, I guess it's a Kohen Gadol here, right? Rashi says it's a Kohen Gadol because he says if it was a Kohen Hedyot, it would still be mutter as long as it's not znus, right? It would still be mutter, right? She can marry an almana, it doesn't matter. So it's talking about a Kohen Gadol, and he's passing like Rav Shimon and Rabbi Lazar that Bia Shlokadarka passes her to marry Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara is Masir Rava. Rava asks the following question. Okay, the Torah says, right? It says by when you onus mufata, the rape and seduction. The Torah says ki yimsa ish na'ara basula. She finds an ara basura shelo orasa. She's not engaged. She's not an ara murasa utfasa. And he grabs her, v'shacha v'ima, right, b'nim so, v'nosan isha shochima l'avina r'chamishim kesef, he has to pay a fine, and v'lo t'yele isha, t'achas asher, ina lo yuchal shlach l'yama. If she wants, he has to marry her, and he can never divorce her, right, this way she's protected. Okay, so the Gemara says, v'lo t'achas l'isha, he has to marry her. If he rapes her, he has to marry her. But the word isha means be isha haru'uyalo. It only means a woman who he would in normal situations be permitted to marry. Prat le'almana le'kohen gadol comes to exclude an almana to a kohen gadol, meaning if a kohen gadol raped an almana, he can't marry her. And gerusha b'chalutza kohen hedyot. If a kohen again, these cases may not have happened. We're just trying to flesh out the rules. And then he says gerusha b'chalutza le'kohen hedyot. If a kohen hedyot would rape a gerusha b'chalutza, so then he would not be able to marry her. Question is, why not? I say le'chalutza. I say, right? There's an assay of lo tia li'isha, and that's the assay. And there's a lo sasay of them not marrying this woman. I say le'chalutza. I say. Why not? We say the whole shas. Here we don't say asay dachalos asay. So I didn't see an answer, but I thought that maybe this is a very weak asay, right? We say an asay cannot be docha a los asay and asay because it weakens the asay. So here the asay is also weak because the asay here is not guaranteed asay because it's dependent upon her. If she says no, then he doesn't marry her. So maybe since it's a weakened asay, this type of asay cannot be docha los asay. I don't know. I'm just. It's conjecture. I don't know. I didn't see it anywhere. But that's what I was thinking. So the Gemara says, okay, so that's the pasuk, that's the drush on the brisa. Then the Gemara says, hey chidami. This is Rav brought this pasuk. Now, hey chidami, what's the situation? What's the case? Ilema, if we're saying, this girl has, ilema b'kidarka, that he raped her with bia kidarka, my ira mishamamana. Why is the only reason why the Kohen Gadol is usher to her because she's an almana, ilem kedarka, my ir mishum almana, typically mishum the habibula. You have to have, she should be usher to him because she's no longer a virgin. She's a basula. He did it, that's fine. It doesn't matter. It was outside of the marriage. So when he marries her, she wouldn't be a basula. So why is the pasuk only telling me that it's a ra'isha ru'ila prat almana? If he did be a kedarka, it's not only because of an almana, it's also because she is a ba'ula. Elav, it must be shelo kedarka. It must have been that he raped her shelo kedarka. Umishum almana in. So the only reason why she's usher to him is because he raped Shaloka Darka and Almana, but Mishum Ba'ulo. But he's not asked she's not asked to him because of Ba'ula, because she's not a Ba'ula, because it was Shaloka Darka. So you see from here that Bia is Loka Darka is not considered to create her a Ba'ula. That becomes a question on Rav, who said that Afin Nivalov Shaloka Darka is Ba'ula and Psula Kahuna. That's a Shaila on Rav. So now the Gemara is to say, no problem. There's no problem. Who's the author of this Brisa? The author of this Brisa, Hamani Rameiri. You know, this Bryce is Rav Meir. Rav Meir is our Mishnah who said that Bia Shlo Kedarka does not become Aser to a Kohen Gadol. That's Rav Meir. V'Rav, the Amak Rav Elazar. And Rav holds like Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, says Bia Shlo Kedarka does tapasal her. No problem. Just line them up with the Shitas. So now the Gemara says, okay, if you're going to say that Rav holds like Rav Elazar, I'm into the problem. Because Rav Elazar says something else. So who cares if Rav Elazar says something else? So Rav held like Rav Elazar in this case, and he doesn't like Rav Elazar in the next issue that you're going to bring up. Why? The Gemara says, "Ikra Rabbi Lazar." He also goes, "My ira mishum ba'ula." Why do we say that? Why do we say that the Kohen Gadol is usher to a woman who had biyash lo kedarka because she's a ba'ula? Tepuk lei to have a zona. She becomes a zona if she has bia. If biyash lo kedarka is considered bia, forget the fact that she's a ba'ula. She's also a zona. So first of all, who says that she's a zona?
Category.
But who says? Maybe it was done. Okay, whatever. But the Ha'am Rav Elazar, because Rav Elazar says again on Shabbos is daf, because this is why he's a penui habal penuya. If you have two single people, a single male and a single female who have be with each other, right? Shalol shem ishus, and it's just for znus, asal zona. That makes her into a zona. That happens to be a machlokas. That's what Rav Elazar holds. So if Rav's holding like Rav Elazar, so the reason here is not because she's a b'ula, it's because she's a zona. So that's why I ask, who cares? Who says that Rav holds like this Rav Elazar? Maybe Rav only holds like the Rav Elazar who says that it's a bia shelo kedarka, constitutes bia like to passel her to make her b'ula. Who says that he says that it makes her into a zona? No one answers that. So I'm Rav Yosef. So Rav Yosef says, okay, so we have to figure out what's the story with Rav. So Amar Rav Yosef, the case of Rav, where he says, so now we have to figure out the case of Rav, where he says that if she has Bia Shelo Kedarka, it passes her to a kahuna because she's a bu'ula, and it doesn't pass her because she's a zona. So what's the case? We're going to come up with all these hechi timsas. We have a good time with this. So Amar Rav Yosef, kigon shenibala libehema shelo kedarka. So she had, right, that's the case. If she had, an animal came upon her, shelo kedarka. Dehasa mishum ba'ula ika. So here, even though it was lo kedarka, it is, she considered a ba'ula, but mishum zona leka. She's not considered a zona. She may be chayav misa, but she's not considered a zona. So amalei Abaye says no. Abaye says that they're correlated. If it's bia, it's nus. If it's nus, it's bia. It's not one or the other. He says, "Amalei Rabbi Yosef," and you can argue with that. "Amalei Abaye mimarusha ibu ula havye zona nami havye izona lo havye bula nami lo havye." If she's not a zona, she's not a bula. If she is bula, she is a zona. He says they're all correlated. It's the same thing. So that's obviously a machlokas. So he says b'chi tema. So maybe we could say the case is that you're right. It's not a case of beilus behema. And we say Be'ilus Behem is not considered Bia, and it's not considered a Zona, and therefore she wouldn't be ushered to a Kohen Gadol. Our case over here is that the case over here where she's considered Bu'ula and not considered a Zona is the Have a Mukas Eitz. Take out Shloka Darka. Shloka Darka doesn't mean it. She's a Mukas Eitz. She becomes a Mukas Eitz. If the case is a Mukas, that's where Rabbi Lazar says, right, Rabbi Lazar says in the Mishnah, Rabbi Lazar said that a Mukas Eitz is. It's a surah to a Kohen Gadol. So too here, no, he's saying that he's comparing mukas eitz to bia from behema, just like a mukas. I think that's what he's saying. Right? No, he says the hadar of Elazar kamar masnisen lo yisas mukas eitz b'tiboy lemeimer dafilu b'mukas eitz shelo kedarka psula. I'll get what he said. All right, so mukas eitz shelo kedarka. I think he's saying right that just like Elazar the Mishnah said that a mukas eitz shelo kedarka is aser to a kohen gadol. So too, I don't know what shloka darka means. So there's no such thing as mukat eish shloka darka. It's just like a mukat. What? What does that mean? Right. He says that's what the Gemara is holding right now. Okay. Right.
Yeah, it's going a step further.
Right. So Im Kain, so too, so the Gemara, that's when the Gemara is going to ask. So the Gemara says, okay, so it's going to be like a mukas eitz. It's going to be the bia of the behema, shaloka darka, creates her into a mukas eitz. So it's not bia, but it's a mukas eitz, and that's why she should be a sur to the kohen gadol. The Gemara says that's the case. Im Kain, ein lecha isha shekshei lekunda, no woman can be kashrut to kohen gadol, shalom nasis mukas eitz, they tzror. They didn't have toilet paper. That's how they used to wipe themselves. So there would always be some sort of diminution of the basulim because of the wiping. So everybody would be defined. Every woman would start being defined as a mukas eitz. Correct.
Is that the stone?
That's the stone. That's the stone that they used to when they have to clean themselves. They have to go into the bathroom. What? That's correct. So everyone's mukas eitz. So who is the kohen gadol marrying? That's why I think the mukas eitz. What? That's the point. Right. So Ella Amar Rabbi Zeira says, okay, I'll find you the case of where we can say that Rav says that she's usher to the Kohen Gadol because she's a bu'ula, but it's not a znus. It's b'mim amenes. So a girl who does miyun. Again, miyun is, she's mekudeshes to a man via her brother. She's an orphan girl. Her brother or mother do kiddushin. It's a kiddushin derabanan. Okay, so she's married to this guy, the Rabbanon, and they have bia as married. And then before she turns 12, she does miyun. Okay, she does miyun. So what happened? They had bia, but it wasn't znus. It was through this kedushim. But so she's no znus, but she's a ba'ula. So therefore, it would be, and I guess it would be shaloka darka because the case of shaloka darka, right? It's a menace, right? Ella Abra Mazel, the Rashi says, Mishkachas la hadarab, a leader of Elazar, Davi Bu'ula below Zona. She's a Bu'ula, she's not a Zona, and she's not a Lamana, below Gerishin, Pikatani Yisoma Nisis Labal, Ubala Shlokidarka. So this man had Bia with this woman who he's married to on the Rabbanan level, Bia Shlokidarka, Umi and Abo, and she then refuses him when she gets older. The Ein Khan Psulznus, there's no Znus, there's no Lamanus, and there's no Gerishin. It's not divorce. Because it retroactively messes up, removes the kiddushin. She's not almana because no one died. It's not znus because she was technically permitted to have bia with him at the time. So what's the reason why she'd be asur to kohen gadol? Because she's a ba'ula. But what type of bia was it? It was bia shloka darka. And you see that bia shloka darka passes her from the kohen gadol. Rishonim asked that. Okay, so the nisuim are only a derabanan, but from on a deoraisa level. She was never married to him. So on the Oraisa level, she's a Zona. Because she had Bia with someone who she wasn't married on the Oraisa level. And that should still pass her from being a Kohen. Okay, right. So we say, that, so the Ritva answers is because, fine. What is Znus? Znus doesn't, Znus means if you're having Bia, lo l'shem kiddushin. Lo l'shem your relationship with the husband. So even here, though the husband's only the Rabbanan husband, it's not znus, because the Rabbanan permitted her to be with him. So therefore, it's not going to be considered. That's why it says, if you see later on, we said before that what when Elazar said that what's znus, he said panoi haba al penuya shelo l'shem ishus. That's what makes the znus. He makes focus on the shelo l'shem ishus. Okay, Amar Rav Shimi bar Chia. Okay, so Shimon Bar Chiya says, you have a woman, she nivla lebehema, even if it's kedarka, she, right, nivla lebehema, kishura lekohuna, she still could be kasha to kohen gadol, because that's not going to be considered bu'ula, to him, that's only be considered mukas eitz, and if they go according to the shitas in our Mishnah, that's mukas eitz is going to be mutter, I guess. Right, nivla lebehema, Rav Shimon says, kishura lekohuna, right, our Mishnah said other, our Mishnah said, Our Mishnah said that mukas eitz is not permitted. Right, our Mishnah said the lo yisa mukas eitz. Right, but he argues, he says you can marry the mukas eitz. So Taina Mihachev, a Bryce that supports this as well. Nivela lemisha eino ish. She was nivela to somebody who's not non-human. Right, even though if she's nibbala l'ratzon with hasra and all this stuff, she'd be chayiv skila. Nevertheless, she'd still be mutter to kohen gadol because we're going to view nibbala the behema like a mukas eitz, and according to the shita, it's going to be mutter. It's not bia. It's nibbala the behema. It's not considered bia. Ki aser rab dimin. So I always say, oh, that never happened. It's just trying to flesh out what happened. But now aser rab dimin, right? Amar, he said, Maisa Biriva Achas Behaitolu. There was a case of this Nara in this place called Haitolu. Shahaya Michabedis Asabayas. Literally means that she was cleaning the house, I guess, and she was bending over, I guess. Uriba Kelev Kufri, and this hunting dog came upon her, Meacharel, which is Shalokadarka. Right? The Hikshira Rebbe Kahuna. And Rebbe says she was mutter to the Kohen Gadol. And I was the Kahuna, and Amar Shmuel, a Kohen Gadol, even to a Kohen Gadol. So, Mechabedes as a bias, I think, there are other Mishnayos that I think in Nida, another place that talk about Mechabedes as a bias, I think it's a Mishnah in Mikvos that says the woman who goes to Mikvah without being Mechabedes as a bias, it's as if she never went to Mikvah. So, Mechabedes as a bias there is a euphemism for cleaning herself after the Maisa Biyah. So, maybe that's what it means over here. Maybe it's not little, like, who cares?
She also said there's brushing the floor of the house.
Right, does she quote it? Yeah, that's what he says over here. I mean, he doesn't leave it. He doesn't lose it.
Maybe it really means...
Right, I think it's maybe... Because the other Mishnayos, that's what it means.
Right.
Like, so a woman who... actually rephrase. And those Mishnayos, a lot of the Perushim on the Mishnayos say Mechabed HaSabayis means that she didn't do Kinyuach after she had Biyah. Then going to the Mikvah is pointless because she's still dirty. So she has to clean out. But there are others say, no, literally, that used to go to Mikvah, clean the house. Because when you're coming home from Mikvah, it's supposed to be a special thing. And if the house is a mess, it's not appropriate. But I don't know. I thought maybe that's what it means. Mechabedes as a bias. Okay, and somehow the door came upon her, and Rav said she's mutter kohuna. Shmuel says she's mutter kohen gadol. The Gemara says b'mei Rabbi kohen gadol mihave. Rav and Shmuel said she's mutter to a kohen gadol. What kohen gadol we're talking about? She goes, no, Ella Rui the kohen gadol. Had there been, she would have been muteris to the kohen gadol. Amalei Rava me parkin. I guess that's a place. The Ravashi. So there's Rava me parkin. Says the Ravashi. We know how milsa the amar rabbanon. From where do we learn this din that ain's nusla behema, that someone who's nivellas to behema is not considered a zona, and therefore she's not pasula the kahuna, right? And I guess similar would be that if she's married, and I guess she has it beratzon, despite the fact that she would be chayeskila, then nevertheless she won't be asur to her husband. It's not considered bia. It wouldn't asur even her to her husband. So the Ksiv, so Rav Ashi answers to the Rav Mifarkin, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, Lo savi esnen zona u'mechir kelev beis Hashem lokecha l'chol neda kitavon Hashem lokecha kamsneim. It's the Isser of esnen zona u'mechir kelev. So someone pays a zona with the sheep, so that sheep cannot be brought as a carbon. If someone pays for a dog, buys a dog with the sheep, that sheep cannot be brought as a carbon. But it says, the Pasuk says, Gam shnehem. These are the only two instances where they're usher. But if you do the opposite, if you do esnan kelev, so let's say you pay a woman with a sheep to have bia with the kelev, right? It's a crazy situation. You write esnan kelev. You tell a person to a zona, take this tle and have bia with this dog. Also, mechir zona. I guess he had a shivcha who's a zona and he sells her for the dog. He sells her for a sheep. In those situations, those sheep are still mutter to go on the mizbeach, right?
What is he buying with the sheep? He's buying his own.
No, in the case of the zona is he's paying her to have bia with his dog,
right.
Or he's selling his zona. It has to be a shifla because he can't sell you one. Right. Selling his zona for a sheep. That's the consideration. So both those that's not the case of the pasuk. It's the opposite case of the pasuk, right? Mutarin, those are mutter, right? Shneimar gam shneim, shneim lo arba. Only two cases in this pasuk, not four. But you see from here that. So what do you see? So esnan kelev zinar mutter because esnan doesn't chal on the tne, the tle. I guess the Torah doesn't consider this bia of bia, because it's not considered znus, and therefore the behemoth is mutarit. What?
The sheep is still a payment.
But the sheep is not a payment for znus. Because if the sheep was a payment for znus, then it would be usur. Since the sheep is mutaris here, it's not a payment for znus, which shows that the bia with the animal, with the dog, is not considered a znus, it's not considered bia, and therefore it's not considered bia, and therefore she would be mutar to her husband, and it would be mutar to marry a kohen gadol. Tana Rabbanan. Okay. Over here we learn now, anuslas atzmo. If a kohen gadol rapes a woman, mufutas atzmo, or he seduces a woman, lo yisa, he cannot marry them, because the pasuk says ki im besula me'am av yikach leisha. The Torah's makbid that when he does kiddushin with the woman has to be a besula. I'm not sure why he's roy to be the kohen gadol after he's committed such a heinous act, but okay, let's see. He says so. The Torah's makbid that at the moment of nisuin, of the likucha, which is either the nisuin or the erusin, she has to be besula, and since he raped her before this, she's not a besula. Okay, the im nasa, but if he does nevertheless marry her, nasui. She's married, right? Fine. But anusas chavero, if she was raped by somebody else, umefutas chavero, she was seduced by somebody else, lo yisa, then he can't marry her. Vim nasa, and if he does marry her, he's obligated to divorce her, right? Vim nasa, Rabbi Lezer Omer Havlad Chalol. He says he has to divorce her. Not only that, to divorce her, it has impact that the Vlad is considered a Chalol, right? The officer is a Chalol. If she's a woman, she can't marry a Kohen. If it's a boy, he's not a Kohen. Right, the Chum Omer Avlad Kasher. No, the Avlad is still Kasher Likahuna. Now the Gemara says, okay, the first was a little bit more. Right, Rab said, who said Lo Yisa? Oh, it said Im Nasa Nasoi. If it's the woman who he raped or he seduced, he's not supposed to marry her. But if he does, he's married. Then comes Rab Im Nasoi Nasoi Amrav Huna Amrav Umotzi Beget. But he has to divorce her. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Vakatani Im Nasa Nasoi. What does it mean to have to divorce her?
So, bad, but he has to divorce her. It was a good enough relationship that now he has...
Right, okay. So Amar Rabachabar Yaakov, Rabachabar Yaakov says, Lomar, to teach you, She'ei Mishalim Knas B'mufuta. He says that normally there's a... Normally, in a normal case of seduction, Rashi says, if there's Mufuta, then Rashi says, She'ei Mufuta Hi Ahanulei Nisum Mitar Miknasa. This is... A mufuta, when you seduce somebody, you have to pay a knas. You don't have to pay, if you rape somebody, you pay the knas right away. If you mufuta somebody, you don't have to pay the knas. If she doesn't marry you, you have to pay the knas. So we're saying here that this kedushin, like David's saying, is a valid enough kedushin to tell you that it's a valid kedushin. You wouldn't have to pay the knas, but nevertheless, from the side issue, divorce her, because you're not supposed to be with her. Like Rashi says, im mufuta hu, anulein nisuim, l'mifrei miknasa, shem mifata ein amashal knas, ela kashe ein konsa, dixiv im moin yamayin, aval im moar yamarenu l'isha lo yitin klum, aval onus no tem miyad. Okay, so that's what he says. So azal, that's the case. So azal rab givia mi bei katil. Amra l'shmaita kameder of Ashi. He says this halacha of Rav Huna, right? This is Rav Huna, right? Rav Huna Marab. He says this before Rav Ashi. Amra le, so Rav Ashi says Rav Gavia, v'ha Rabbi Yochanan Amri Tavrayil. They both said Bogeres, someone who's 12 years and six months, umukas eitz, and who's umukas eitz lo yisa v'im nasa nasoi. And but if you marry her, they stay married. Why? I gave a reason there. Because sofel yosbo gerach tachtav. Sofel yosbo because eitz tachtav. Hachanami sofel yosbo lus tachtav. What's the difference? Over there we say it's a situation where he shouldn't get married to her. But if he does, it stays married. Because why? He shouldn't marry a bogeres because her basulim are diminishing. Well, in a couple hours she's gonna have no basulim. So could marry a mukas eitz because the basulim are not here. Well, a couple hours, she's not going to have any basulim anyway. So too over here. When it says nasur nasur, it should be that she should stay married to him, right? So fully goes blue tafta. Why, he cannot marry this woman who he raped or seduced because she's not a basula. But she's going to be basula taftav in a few minutes anyway. I mean, that should apply to everybody then. I don't know. So the Gemara says kasha. That's a kasha. He says... So he says over here, he approaches the Ritva, he asks our question. The Ritva asks, if that's the case, then he should always, what's the difference? He doesn't marry Basula. She's going to be Basula Tachtav. So the Bu'ulas Achirim, right? The case was Bu'ulas Achirim. If it's Bu'ulas Achirim, she says he's not allowed to marry her. That becomes Chalal. Why? Sophia Basula Tachtav. So he says, no, because If it's with somebody else, I don't know how to answer the questions, then it's a gnai. But if it's his, if it's a woman that he has bia with, it's not a gnai. But he just raped her. Isn't that a gnai enough? So I'm not sure. I don't understand what the... Yeah, it's pretty bad, right? That's pretty bad. I understand by a bulgares, right? If she's a bulgares or mukas eitz, that's not a gnai. So there we can say sofilios, you know, bula tachtov. A bulgares, but it's not a gnai. She's just growing up. A mukas eitz, that happens to a lot of women. So that's not a gnai. But our cases where the kohen gadol was ma'anes or mafat to her. So why should that be any different? I think that's a gnai. Bulas hacherim is also a gnai, but I don't know. Okay. Right, but I understand why Bu'ulos Acherim is different than Mukas Eitz and different than Bogeris. Because Bu'ulos Acherim is Gnai, Mukas Eitz and Bogeris is not a Gnai.
Yeah, anyway.
Right. No. But they're trying to say, but what about the case of the Kohen Gadol whose Ma'anes her is gonna
Because one is it happens naturally.
Right.
And one is his fault entirely.
So if it's his fault, it's not a gnai to him.
Correct.
Uh-huh. If somebody else, then it's a gnai to him. But it's not a gnai to him because it was he who did it. Okay.
Correct.
Okay. Who is he quoting?
Let's go.